Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore Lake of Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 22nd, 2022. My name is Peyton, and I am your phonologist for this week. On January 25th, Quinn noticed that his hair would freeze after getting his hair wet while he was in the hot tub. Kaya noticed that her window was completely covered in ice. This week, Gunny noticed that the snow was squeaking a lot when he stepped on it. This is because the snow gets colder and compact. The crystals don't slide together as well. When you step on it, the crystals slide together and break, creating the squeaking noise. On January 25th, some of the water pipes in Isaiah's house froze, and the water was turned off for the night. When he tried to use the water, it trickled out very slowly out of the faucet. After several days of indoor recess due to the fridge wind chill, students enjoyed going out to recess on Thursday and Friday this week. Kaya noticed two white-tailed deer come to her bird feeder every evening. On January 26th, I saw two female white deer. Their fur was thick and they were lighter than normal. I saw the deer cross my driveway after school on January 22nd. Daxon saw a rabbit run from his front yard. On January 23rd, Nick saw a bald eagle soaring over his house. And on January 25th, I saw a bald eagle sitting on top of the pine tree in my backyard. Keep an eye out for barred owls and great horned owls. During this time of year, they are often heard hooting and claiming their territory. This also may be the last time you'll see any sandhill cranes, as the last of them will be migrating south. Miss Jackson has been enjoying watching redpolls, chickadees, and woodpeckers at her bird feeder. They were busy eating to try to warm their tiny bodies. During the extreme wind chills and cold temperatures, on Wednesday 25th near the Duluth Township Hall, Mrs. Ralph's neighbor saw a male pine grosbeak and a common redpoll out of his living room. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.